Questions 24 and 25. Every human brain is a warehouse of beliefs and assumptions about the world and how it works. Psychologists call these schemas. We love stories that fit our schemas. They're the cognitive equivalent of beautiful music. But a story that doesn't fit is dissonant. That is why there's no universally acclaimed pundit. The expert who predicts based on an explanatory story that fits with the belief of an American free market enthusiast, for example, is likely to get the applause of American free market enthusiasts. But that expert is likely to get a cold shoulder from European social democrats. Same story, same evidence, same logic, but completely different reactions. This sort of disparity appears routinely. Will man-made climate change savage civilization if we don't act now? Many people make that case. Some people find their evidence and arguments compelling. Others snort. Whether a person falls in one camp or the other isn't up to a coin toss. Their prior beliefs, their schemas, make all the difference. If I were to describe an American who thinks gun control doesn't work, Reagan was a great leader, and terrorism is a major threat, which side of the climate change debate is he likely to be on? What about an American who supports gun control, thinks Reagan was dishonest, and the threat of terrorism is overblown? We know the answer. The first person is more likely to snort, even though, with regard to evidence and logic, gun control, Reagan, and terrorism have nothing to do with climate change. But they do reveal a person's schemas.